The governor's budget leaves education funding for the 2011 fiscal year short by about $87 million. Senate leader Charlie Shields of St. Joseph says the formula was agreed to by the legislature and must be respected, even if that means taking money from elsewhere.
In my mind, you probably have to look past education, past K-12 education to fully fund the formula. I mean, you're going to have to find revenues in other departments.
Senate Majority Floor Leader Kevin Engler of Farmington says failure to live up to a pledge could lead to legal action on the part of shortchanged districts.
If somebody came and took us to court over it, it's very difficult to defend your position. It's one thing to defend your position when you can show mathematically that you cannot fund it because you've had to cut everything. It's another thing to try to defend your position while you start new programs like the A-plus for everything else, at the same time you're cutting what you said you were going to do.
Shields concedes a lot of work has to be done, but says when budget time rolls around in May, we can expect to see Governor Nixon send a budget that includes full funding for public schools. Steve Walsh, Missouri Net, at the Capitol.